I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients, I'll pray with my patients, I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskey, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Mount Marty, as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And coach, for the second time this season, we come off of a loss, and the guys probably anxious to get back on the floor today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, last time it was Benedictine. We played right after. We played the next day, an early game, and so we had a short period of time to get back and performed well. Here we had a week, you know, to take a look at things from the Dort game and then get ready for Mount Marty. So the guys are ready to go and anxious to get back in action, as you mentioned.
Really had a weekend between games for the last three games, probably allowing you guys a little extra practice time.
Yeah, it has. It's allowed us to work on some things, identify some things. It's given us more time to grow as a team, and hopefully we get carryover. You know, we talk a lot about that at practice we stress things, we emphasize things, the players work on things, and then our job is to carry it over into game action.
Lost last Saturday to Dort on the road, 94-84. In a loss, you usually come out with some things that maybe you learn about to your basketball team. What'd you learn last week?
Yeah, you know, we got beat on the boards in our two losses. We've been beat on the boards. They beat us 32-21 on the glass. They got to the free throw line 48 times. The first half, I thought our positioning was pretty good defensively. The second half, particularly the first 10 or 12 minutes, not very good. We just were not in position. We weren't where the ball told us to be. And against good teams, aggressive teams, you can't do that because that's how they're going to get to the free throw line. And so we identified things on film. You know, we have to make five hits. A shot goes up. You got to go hit a guy. And when I say that, that means box out. It's just another term for boxing out. You know, it's not throwing a punch at a guy, but it's go body to body hits. So we had some time to work on those things. And again, then we got to carry over. And also we talked a lot about communication offensively and defensively.
Offensively, probably played good enough to win that game last week, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, we scored 84 points. I mean, as we said, you know, we gave him the number 48. And, you know, guys realize, hey, that's what we scored the second half. And it was a one-point game at half. And that's plenty of points to win the game. But unfortunately, we gave up 58. So, and that, again, goes back to our defensive positioning, not being in position, not being where the ball told us to be. And we got to be better than that. We know that. We talked a lot this week about, you know, we can't be a sometimes team. That means, you know, I make a box out sometimes. I'm in a stance sometimes. I'm in help sometimes. We've got to become an always team where we're always in position. And that's just, again, discipline and carryover and stressing it in practice and holding guys accountable.
You see a team today that is 1-10. They are 0-6 in the conference. So maybe just staying focused and taking this next game up is the biggest thing today.
Yeah, you know, really, you always want to know your opponent. You know, we talk about knowing our opponent better than know themselves. But this game's a lot about us. You know, we're coming off the Dort game. We learned some things. Dort's the gold standard right now in the conference. They're at the top of the league. And we want to be that gold standard in February. So in order to get there, we've got to shore up the things that hurt us that we talked about before. You know, rebounding, being in position, being aggressive, those types of things. And that's what today's game gives us the opportunity to do on the bounce back.
In a scary position coming off of a loss. We've got the Christmas break coming up. We've got the Florida trip next weekend before we have some more time off. This is kind of a scary position for your basketball team.
Oh, absolutely. Focus is always paramount. You know, we have a little saying, respect all, fear none. I think you have to have that mentality. You have to understand that your job is to be physically and mentally ready to compete every day. That's something we talked about as a motto going into the season. It doesn't matter where we're playing, who we're playing. It's our job to be mentally and physically ready to compete today.
Are you concerned about the team maybe looking past this team and worrying about mom's cooking during the Christmas break right now?
I'm sure some of the guys are looking forward to mom's cooking, that's for sure. But, you know, not really, because I think our guys are mature enough, and I think we've seen film. We've seen things that we need to shore up. And our guys are competitive. Our guys are smart. And all competitors really don't like to see themselves not getting the job done on film. And if they're competitive, they take it the right way. They work on it, and then they're ready to get back into action.
as a veteran as we are, you really don't have to worry about things like that. They kind of take care of themselves, I think.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about when teams become great, it's when players police players. You know, they expect coaches to correct them, to get on them, to challenge them. But I think when you become great is when players start to internalize that and they take care of things in the locker room and on the floor and they hold each other accountable in a positive way. And I think our guys understand that.
Mount Marty again, 1-10 on the season, 0-6 in the conference. They picked up their first win, a non-conference win the other night. But I guess it can be a scary basketball team if they play well.
Well, absolutely. You know, the Payer kid is averaging 15 points a game. Bud Smith can penetrate. They've had different guys go in the lineup, so it's been kind of tough to keep track of, you know, who's playing, who's not playing. They played small the other night against Concordia, so they may, you know, try that. Again, it's a lot about what we do more so than what they do and executing the things that we know we've got to execute.
What have you seen on film from these guys? What do they do well?
You know, they can score it. I mean, Payer, again, is a good three-point shooter. They got a couple guards that penetrate. The Davis kid, number four. Bud Smith, number 10. They compete. They go to the boards. They do things. You know, you wouldn't be able to tell if you watch film that they're 1-10 based on their effort. Their effort's good. Sometimes, you know, execution is a challenge. But again, you know, for us, we've got to push the ball at them in transition. We think we can get some things there. And we've got to be dominant on the glass. We've got to be aggressive.
It's really more about yourselves here today than maybe worrying about Mount Marty or what's coming up for you?
Yeah, you know, defensively, we worked a lot on positioning, that we have to be in position. We have to be where the ball tells us to be. And defense is a constant thing. It doesn't stop. You know, your man gives up the ball, you don't stand up and wonder where things are at. You've got to move with it. You've got to rotate. You've got to do all of those things. And then, obviously, when the shot goes up, you have to make a hit. And we've really stressed that to our guys this week. So it's going to be, you know, when we look at the film, did we do the things that we practiced all week?
Really need a win here today, but maybe stay in contention as you head to the second half of the season. Like I said, trailing Dort now. There's Midland up there that we still got to face. So just staying in contention maybe for a conference title. Make sure you don't drop one here at home today.
Yeah, you know, conference games, they all count one. Last time I checked, you play Dort, it counts one. It's either the win column or the loss column. Mount Marty's the same way. And so I think Tom Osborne said it, you know, when they played Iowa State in 1 year, I think we got beat by Iowa State. He said, you know, nobody thinks this is a big game until we lose it. And so that's what you got to be ready for. You've got to take care of business because every conference game counts one. It goes in the win column or the loss column, and we need to make sure that we execute well and play well to get this in the win column.
It's Hastings College and Mount Marty here this afternoon. They take a few days off for Christmas. We get right back at it, and next weekend we'll be in the sunshine and on the beaches of Miami. Talk about the trip next week. We'll see two pretty good basketball teams next week.
Well, St. Thomas is a really athletic team. You know, they recently played a couple conference opponents, and you know, we've been able to peek at a little bit of film on them. Just really, really athletic team that can give you fits if you don't do certain things well. And that'll be a good challenge because a lot of the things that Dort does well, St. Thomas did well. So we'll be able to tell, you know, based on the athletes we're going against, if we've made progress in those areas. But again, it's you know, it's one of those things where you stress to the players, hey, it's a business trip. We've got games to win down there. St. Thomas is ranked 19th nationally. But, you know, when you're 19, 20, 21 years old, you're probably looking forward to getting out of 9-degree weather or wind chills of zero or below and getting down to 80-degree weather. So, again, we got to stay focused on what we need to do, but also enjoy the trip. But, again, your main purpose is to compete down there.
Why do teams take trips like this? We fly down to Miami and play a couple of ball games. Good recruiting-wise, or just getting the kids out to see some different competition?
Oh, I think, obviously, it's a great recruiting thing because if you're sitting in an 18-year-old or 17-year-old's living room, you're saying, hey, we're going to Florida or we're going to Phoenix or California in December, they're smart enough to figure out, wow, it's pretty cold here in Nebraska, and you're going to play in those type of venues. And also, you get to play some competition nationally. Again, you know, St. Thomas is very good nationally, ranked 19th, and have been good. And so it gives you a look at some competition outside of your conference. And you need to be challenged at various points in your schedule.
Hey, good luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaber is head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, getting set for the men's game between Hastings College and Mount Marty. The Broncos ranked number 6 in the country this week. 10 wins, 2 losses on the season, 5-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming off with a loss last Saturday in Sioux Center, Iowa to the Dort Defenders, 94-84. Mount Marty coming in a record of 1 win and 10 losses on the season. They are 0-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They won their last ball game, a non-conference affair against, they have listed here, Ogallala on their schedule. 96-69, they beat them, but they started the season with 10 straight losses, including 6 in the conference. So they're sitting at 1-10, 0-6 in the conference, a team that's been offensively challenged here this year. They're averaging only 66 points per ball game on offense, giving up 80.6 on the defensive end. Hastings College averaging 80.8 points per ball game. They're giving up 71.5 on the defensive end. That is number 4 in the conference this week. We'll get to the starting lineups here for Hastings College here today. They're going to face, we'll give you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank, member FDIC. Starters for Mount Marty today will be Bud Smith, a 6'1" junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Smith is averaging 14 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Tyler Payer, 6'5", a junior from Armour, South Dakota. Payer is averaging 15.7 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. It'll be Nermeen Kazalik in the ball game today. Kazalik is averaging 5 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. He is a 6'3" freshman out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Alex Irvine will be your other starter, 6'4", and a freshman from Brookings, South Dakota. Irvine is averaging 10 points and 4.6 rebounds per ball game. And the other starter for the Lancers, let's see, is going to be number 12, Chris Richardson, a 6'2" junior out of Convent, Louisiana. He is averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Hastings College will go with Jake Hamburger, 6'2", a senior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Carson Bloom, 5'10", a sophomore out of Minden. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" senior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Abu Fall also getting a start today for Hastings, 6'7", and a senior from Dacre Synagogue. And the other starter for Hastings will be Akeem Morissot, 5'11", a senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Mount Marty controls the opening tip. They go right to work, and shot underneath the hole. It's going to be good by Tyler Payer. So they control the opening tip and immediately get the ball down underneath the hole here to Payer, who lays it in. 2-0 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead over Hastings College. The Broncos have the ball for the first time today. Dressed in their homestanding white, trimmed and lettered in the crimson as they send the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. First turnover on Hastings College as the Mount Marty comes back the other way. There are the Lancers driving inside. There's a shot up and in. Alex Irvine scores, and it's a 4-0 ball game. Mount Marty has got the lead here in this one. Ball gets loose here as the officials get things sorted out. A 4-0 lead for the Lancers right off the bat. A couple of quick field goals. Irvine and Payer getting those shots there. Got some problems here at the scores table, and now we're set to go. We're 30 seconds into the ball game. 4-0 is the score. Mount Marty has got the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brady Lohman, high right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu Fall. He backs up. Abu puts a move on, puts it up there left-hander. The shot no good. Rebound comes down to Wells, an offensive board. Wells sends it down the right sideline, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Chris Richardson gets his hands on the ball there. Richardson just playing just his third ball game of the season here for Mount Marty. He was a late add here for the Lancers, but he's playing in his third ball game for Mount Marty after they got up to a horrendous start, 1-10 on the season, 0-6 in the conference. They've got a 4-0 lead over Hastings College here in this one. A couple of quick field goals for the Lancers. Hastings looking for their first field goal attempt of the day here today. Here's a Hamburger, goes out to Lohman. Lohman brings it back to Wells. He throws up a 15-footer. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Alex Irvine with a rebound here for the Lancers. He hands it away to Kazalik here in the backcourt as he runs her back the other way. Nermeen Kazalik as he hands it away out here. And 3 points here its way to Bud Smith. Bud Smith off to Chris Richardson, picked up there by Hamburger. As Hastings goes with a man-to-man, Richardson drops the ball down low. Good for the hole. A shot up there by Irvine is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here's a key. Morrison gets the ball down the right sideline to Lohman. Brady Lohman He's going to take the ball down to the baseline, circles around underneath the basket, down in the corner to Hamburger. He throws up a 12-footer. It's off of the front iron. No good. Wells gets his second rebound. Brent Wells out to Akeem Morrison, down to Hamburger. Near sideline, Lohman, 4-3. Bingo! Brady Lohman hits one for Hastings College, and the Broncos are on the board. 4-3 is the score. Here comes Mount Marty back the other direction now. We're about 2 minutes into the ball game. 4-3 is the score. Here's Richardson on the baseline. Chris Richardson, two-handed pass, goes to the far sideline, jacking up a three from the corner. Bud Smith puts it up there. It's no good, and the ball goes up over the glass out of play. And it'll be Hastings College playing things in. 17-48 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Mount Marty by the score of 4-3. The Broncos have a chance to grab their first lead right here with a field goal. Akeem Morrison goes over to Lohman. Lohman holds it, high right side. Bounce pass goes into Abu Fall. Abu spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It's not going to make any difference. He's going for the traveling violation. Second turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Broncos average 15 turnovers per game. They've got two already here in the first couple of minutes of the contest. 4-3 the score. Hastings down by 1 point. Here's Payer with the ball. Tyler Payer, two-handed pass, goes inside the free throw circle. As they get it to Irvine, now to Payer. Goes over to Chris Richardson. High right side, takes it down to baseline. Jump pass comes inside to Irvine. Top of the key now to Bud Smith. Bud Smith moves over on the left side to Payer. Back out between the rings again to Chris Richardson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Irvine with the ball. Now to Richardson. Drives it. Here's a bounce pass underneath the hole. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring down there is Nermin Kozalik. He gets his first field goal of the ball game. 6-3 the score now. The Lancers have the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brady Lohman. Lohman comes over here to Brent Wells. Now a streaking Hamburger down the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Hamburger slices down the left side of the lane there. Could not get the field goal to go. But he is hacked on the arm, and he'll go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. A personal foul is whistled on Bud Smith. That's going to be his first. It's going to be Hamburger going to the free throw line. Hamburger is 76% foul shooter on the season. The former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk will toe the mark here, averaging 10.8 points per ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings is a team hitting 74% of their free throw tosses this year. That is number four in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 16:50 left here in the first half. There's the next shot. It's up there and in by Hamburger. So he hits one out of two, and the Broncos back to within 2 points. 6-4 is the score now. Mount Marty has got the lead. Lancers down the ball. Kozalik races the ball down the left sideline, brings it into the offensive zone. The ball poked away. It's picked up by Hastings. Lohman comes back the other way. Lohman trying to drive it. He's cut off. Circles around back out here in the three-point territory. Hamburger with the ball. Now to Lohman, 4-3 from the corner. Count it. Brady Lohman knocks down his second three-pointer. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead. Broncos 7, the Lancers 6 at the 16-24 mark. And here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Hamburger. Bill Gavers signaling the other way. The officials did not agree. It'll be the Lancers playing things in right in front of the Bronco bench. 7-6, Hastings with the lead. Tyler Payer has got the ball. Comes out to Lorenzo Davis, who's into the ball game now. Davis off to Bud Smith on the far sideline. Down in the corner to Richardson. He drives, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Richardson, who gets it back out to Lorenzo Davis. Out to Bud Smith. High left side. They go on the high post. Now to Irvine. Two-handed pass on the near sideline. Intercepted. Intercepted by Wells. He drives it back the other way to the goal. He goes. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Brent Wells got the field goal for Hastings, and he is fouled on a play here. Chris Richardson picks up the personal for Mount Marty. That's his first. Team foul number two on the Lancers. And now Brent Wells going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Wells, a 68% foul shooter in the season. He's knocked down 22 out of 32 free throws this season. First opportunity today for Brent Wells from the line. 9-6, Hastings with a lead. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off on the right side. No good. And we got a foul call, and the rebound's going to go on Hamburger. First foul on Jake. So Hastings now with a three-point lead. 9-6 is the score. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 9-6. Broncos have the lead. Bud Smith with the ball. He loses control of it over there and loses it out of bounds. That's turnover number three on Mount Marty. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Lancers want to talk things over. 15:49 to play in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 9, Mount Marty 6.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 9-6 is the score. Hastings fell behind 4-0. They've come right back to grab the lead now, 9-6. In the Broncos, after this ball game, they'll take a few days off for Christmas. They will reconvene on the 26th, and then they'll board the plane. We'll be in Miami next weekend as the Broncos will take on St. Thomas University next Saturday night at 6. And they'll take on Florida Memorial next Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock our time. We'll be on the road with the Broncos next weekend as we fly into Miami, and we'll have the action for you on 1230 KHAS. It'll be a 5:45 pregame show next Saturday from Miami, Florida. Hastings taking on St. Thomas University. 9-6 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Here's a boo fall with it right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Comes out to Woolman. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be right through the fingertips of Tobin Reinwald, who's into the ball game now. Third turnover on Hastings. Here come the Lancers back the other way. Bud Smith has got it here on the near sideline, top of the key. As they get it out here, the ball's going to be tipped away from Payer. It's taken down by Wells as he drives down the other way. He's going to be fouling the play as he goes up for the shot. Turnover number four. As the ball was bouncing out of the hands of Tyler Payer, picked up by Wells. And now Wells will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The personal is going to go on Payer. That's going to be his first one. Brent Wells back to the free throw line for the second time today. He's 0 of 1 from the line. So Brent Wells, the Elba native, will throw it up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Wells, a 68% foul shooter. He's 0 for 2 here. Abu Fall comes out of the ball game now. John DeWard comes back in there for Hastings. DeWard, 6'6", a sophomore out of Utica, Nebraska. Wells will have one more free throw. It is up there, and the shot is good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Wells with 3 points. Broncos have a 4-point lead. 10-6 is the score now. Here comes Bud Smith with the ball now for the Lancers. Comes over here to Lorenzo Davis. Davis sends it out between the circles to Ben Hagee, who's into the ball game now. Hagee goes over to Chris Richardson. Richardson circles around, feeds it on the right side. There's a driving layup by Bud Smith. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to DeWard. DeWard gets it away to Akeem Morrison into the forecourt down to Lohman. And contact is made over here, and a foul is going to be called. Smith picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Mount Marty. End of the ball game now is going to be Nermeen Kazalik, as Kazalik comes in and Bud Smith will check out. It's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. It's going to be on the near sideline here right in front of the Mount Marty bench. Tobin Reinwald will play things in. Reinwald has played very, very well the past couple of weeks for Hastings. Here's Akeem Morrison with the ball. Now to Lohman down in the corner. Three-pointer. It's up there. Swish. Brady Lohman, he's hitting 44% from three-point territory this year and 50% from the field. He knocks down his third three-pointer in the ballgame. He's got 9 points. Hastings out to a 13-6 lead here in this one over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Kazalik has got the ball at the top of the key. Kazalik goes over to Hagee on the high left side. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. That's Irvine with the ball. Irvine works against Wells. He's double-teamed now as Morrison comes in to help out. Now we've got a traveling violation. Good defensive pressure there by Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos will be Zach Lena. Going out will be Wells. So a turnover in the Lancers. That's their fifth of the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction. We're down to 14 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 13, Mount Marty 6. Brady Lohman with the ball. High right side. Lohman directing some traffic out there. Gets the ball to Reinwald down in the corner. Tobin Reinwald dribbling with the ball. Penetrates. Bounce pass down to DeWard. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Reinwald. Free throw line jumper. That's no good. Rebound Lena. He loses control of the ball and is taken out of there by Mount Marty. Lorenzo Davis has got the ball running back the other way here for the Lancers. Davis picked up by Woolman for the Broncos defensively. Down in the corner. Driving. Comes back out of the wing. That's Richardson from the left side. His shot for three. Good. Chris Richardson knocks down a three ball. And now we've got a personal foul. It's going to go on DeWard. Slow in getting up was Alex Irvine. John DeWard picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings. And now after the made three-pointer by Chris Richardson to pull within 4 points, 13-9, Mount Marty will get the ball back here as they will play it in from underneath their own basket. They come out to Kazalik. Now over to Richardson. He drives, puts it up there, and his shot is up and in. Chris Richardson hits a three, comes back with a driving two. So he's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Lancers on a five-point play there. Pull within 2 points now at 13-11. Here's Lohman from the corner again. His shot is around the rim and down. It wanted to hop out of there, thought otherwise, and Brady Lohman hits his fourth three-pointer. He's got 12 points in the ball game for Hastings. He scored 12 with a 16. 16-11. Hastings again with a five-point lead here in this one. Here's a Mount Marty with the ball. Ben Hagee has got a free throw line extended right side. Hagee comes out here in the three-point territory to Normine Kazalik. Kazalik trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Sends it down in the corner. With the ball down there is Lorenzo Davis looking to penetrate. His shot's going to be blocked down by DeWard. Ball is loose. Three, four players at the deck. Jump ball called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Into the ball game now is going to be Tyler Payer again for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Going out is going to be Alex Irvine. Hastings 16, Mount Marty 11. Men's college basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS after the Hastings College women picked up a win in the opener, 93-77 over the Lancers. Hastings College women now 13-2 on the season as they head to the Christmas break. Carson Bloom into the ball game now for Hastings. Comes over here to Lohman. His three-pointer is put up there. That's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound, Richardson. He has it knocked away by Reinwald, but Richardson picks it back up. Now Lorenzo Davis down the near sideline. Davis gets it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass down low to a Kazalik. Now to Richardson, 4-3. That one is too strong. No good. The ball poked down. It's picked up here by Reinwald. Tobin down the right sideline. Reinwald comes into the offensive zone. Two-handed pass near sideline. Lohman throws up another three. Count that one. Unbelievable. He is on fire today. Brady Lohman with 15 points in the ball game, and Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Lancers call a timeout. 12 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 19, Mount Marty 11.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Brady Lohman is in a zone. Look out. He scored 34 points against the Doan earlier this season. He's already got 15 points here in the first 8 minutes of this ballgame. Brady Lohman is on fire today for Hastings, and the Broncos have an 8-point lead, 19-11. Here's a Kazalik with the ball now for Mount Marty, picked up by Hamburger over there. Kazalik looking to penetrate, brings it inside the three-point arc. Outside here to Tyler Payer. He holds on the ball. He drives it now against Reinwald, against the Bronco defense. Puts up a shot, no good. He comes down with his own rebound. He was stepping out of bounds. Tyler Payer took it right to the hole there against the Bronco D, but could not convert. Hastings will come back the other way. A chance to add to their lead here. 19-11 is the score. Down in the corner, Hamburger is going to try it for three, and he hits it. Tobin Reinwald gets the assist. Jake Hamburger knocks down a three ball, and Hastings has doubled the score. Raining three balls here today, 22-11. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes Mount Marty back in their zone, their offensive zone. Chris Richardson has got it, moves it down in the corner. Two-handed pass back out on top to Kazalik. He drives the ball against Hamburger. The ball is knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Mount Marty basketball. End of the game now is going to be Zach Tellis. Zach Tellis into the ball game now for Mount Marty. He's a 5 foot 9 inch freshman out of Lakewood, Colorado. Hastings with an 11-point lead early in the ball game here with 11:24 to play here in the first half. Tellis with the ball now to Richardson, top of the key. He drives it, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here called on Zach Lena. Zach picks up his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos, non-shooting situation. So the Lancers will play things in on the far sideline. Playing things in will be Tyler Payer. Payer looking to trigger things in, looking. He finally gets it in. That's Zach Tellis with the ball. Tellis picked up by Hamburger over there. Comes out between the circles again to Payer, now to Richardson. Richardson drives the ball against Lena, now loses control of the ball, and is picked up here by Reinwald. Six turnover, Reinwald. Now to Carson Bloom, shot good. Reinwald gets his second assist of the ball game. Carson Bloom gets the field goal. Hastings out on top by a score of 24-11. Hastings on an 11-0 run over the Lancers as Richardson, he drives, shoots, and scores. Nice pass, Richardson. Way through the hole. He's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 24-13. So that breaks the Broncos' run. We're down to 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half. Hamburger, nice pass to Reinwald, and his shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores on the assist from Jake Hamburger, and it's 26-13. Broncos running at all cylinders so far here in this first half of play at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lorenzo Davis with the ball. Davis will send it over here on the right side. That's Tellis with the ball around the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Hands it away to Hagee. Now down in the corner. That's going to be Lorenzo Davis again. He puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Not a payer for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Right-handed dribble down the far sideline. Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Tobin takes it to the free throw line. Hops his way to the basket. His shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald has got a field goal. He's got 4 points. And the Broncos lead by 15. 28-13 here in the first half. We have just now gone by the halfway point of this thing. Tyler Payer has got the ball. Now to Tellis. Free throw line extended left side. Tellis dribbles behind a screen. Dribbles behind another screen. Moves it over here to the right side now. Richardson trying to penetrate against Lena. Can't do it. Tellis out to Payer. Payer drives it. Running one-hander is up there too strong. No good. Ball slapped around and it's picked up here by Carson Bloom. Bloom brings her back here to Jake Hamburger down the near sideline. Down in the corner, Reinwald for three. That one is going to be no good. Rebound, John DeWard. Follow shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Payer about Marty. And Lancers want to call a timeout. Mount Marty calls a timeout now. 9 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we will take a break with a score. Hastings College, 28. Mount Marty, 13.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Coming up tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, we'll have Nebraska basketball. The Husker men will be in action against the Citadel at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. 6:30 for the pregame show tonight. 7:30 for the tip-off, the Huskers and the Citadel coming up tonight. At Pinnacle Bank Arena will have the action for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings 28, Mount Marty 13. Hastings going on a run here in the first half. The 11-0 run to propel them out to a 13-point lead, and Hastings not looking back here. Now leading by 15 as we approach the 9-minute mark. Play is back in here. Mount Marty has got the ball. They come over here to the near sideline. With it is going to be Chris Richardson as he dribbles with it. Now to Bud Smith. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Morrison. He races back the other way. Morrison didn't have the numbers, so hold things up to Hamburger. Now to Lohman as he drives the baseline. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to go on the Mount Marty. It's going to go on Alex Irvine. That's going to be his first. Patrick Siganovich is now in the ball game for Mount Marty. Here's Akeem Morris out with the ball. Now to Abu Fall, who's back in there for the Broncos. Abu is going to drive the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Richardson. Not a very good shot taken there by Abu Fall as it goes right over the rim. Richardson has got it back the other way down in the corner to Bud Smith. Bud Smith down in the corner works against Hamburger, circles around, comes out here in the three-point territory. Gives it to Alex Irvine now. Irvine backs up against Abu. Abu chips it away and is picked up here by Hamburger. Turnover number 8 on Mount Marty. Now to Abu Fall. He goes for the basket and loses it. Abu lost it going up. I think he was thinking about a jam. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by Mount Marty. I think Abu had thoughts of maybe bringing down the roof there. But he lost the ball going up for it. A little indecision. And Hastings will play things in. Here's Lohman with the ball. Lohman comes out to Akeem Morrison for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Alex Irvine. Irvine has got it now to Richardson into the forecourt for Mount Marty. Down in the corner to Tellis. Tellis holds it against Akeem Morrison. There's Siganovich with the ball now. To Alex Irvine trying to penetrate. Siganovich for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Abu had the rebound. He lost it. Abu picks her back up. Now to Akeem Borisant, streaking back the other way for Hastings. Leaves it out here to Woolman. Spins the free throw line, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there off of the window, no good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down about Marty. Tellis has got the rebound to the far sideline to Bud Smith. Bud Smith into the forecourt now for the Lancers. Picked up there by Hastings College. That's Hamburger right in his grill defensively. Richardson has got the ball. Now to Saganovic. Saganovic sends it over here to Tellis. Now down the baseline to Richardson. His pass is deflected by Wells. And the ball is brought down here by Abu. Ball into the forecourt now for Hastings College. Abu gets the ball out here to Hamburger, who swings it right side. A Morissette. Morissette sends it to Wells. It's up when 12 is up there. He banks one home. Brent Wells hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. And the Broncos lead by 17 points here early. 30-13. Hastings with the lead over the Mount Marty Lancers here today. Bud Smith has got the ball. Bud Smith circling around, takes it to the free throw line. His jump pass is deflected down in the corner. Tellis picks it up, and his three-pointer is good. Hastings got their hands on the ball, but Zach Tellis picks her up down in the corner and nails the three ball. It's now 30-16. Hastings with a 14-point lead with 6:48 to play here in the first half. Wells has got it now to Akeem Borisant. Akeem goes to Loma, now to Hamburger, open for three, takes a shot and hits that one. Jake Hamburger knocks down his second three-pointer. Hastings leading by 17 points. It is 33-16. And the head coach for Mount Marty, Andrew Baker, can only stand in front of the Lancers bench with his hands on his hips here. He's watching a shooting performance by the Broncos today. Hastings shooting the ball well. 33-16. Here's Tellis. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fall. That's the ninth turnover at Mount Marty in the ball game. Lohman comes back now for Hastings. Stops at the top of the key. His three-pointer put up there too strong. Rebound comes down to Bud Smith. He runs her back 2-on-2. Bud Smith to the hole. His shot is up there good. Bud Smith scores for Mount Marty. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Morissette comes back quickly for Hastings. The Hamburger sent to the Wells. Baseline jumper is up there from Tanny. Nails that one. Brett Wells scores. He's got 6 points, 7 points in the ball game. 35-18 is the score now. Hastings with a 17-point lead. We're down to 5:45 to play here in the first half. Bud Smith has got the ball. Smith angling toward the basket, and he's going to be fouling the play. Foul's going to go on Woolman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 in the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be John DeWard. Tobin Reinwald also comes in. Abu Fall and Akeem Morissette will come to the bench here for Hastings. 5:39 to play in the first half. Hastings is dominating this first half of play. They lead Mount Marty 35-18 in men's college basketball. The inbounds pass is deflected, but it's picked up here by Smith. His pass is intercepted by Wells. He goes to Lohman, drives, shoots, and scores. Brady Lohman with 17 points here in the first half, and it's 37-18. Hastings blowing the Lancers out of here. Here's a Bud Smith with the ball. Bounce pass goes down low. Irvine trying to put it up. He can't. Instead, comes out to the top of the key, driving down the lane. It's Payer, and contact is made. Foul called. Going to go on Wells. That's going to be his first. Brent Wells picks up the personal foul. It's going to be Mount Marty inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ben Higgy will trigger things in. Higgy gets it into a Kozalik. Kozalik now to Smith, who brings it back down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper from three by Irvine. No good. Rebound comes down to Tobin Reinwald to the near sideline. Now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger cuts it back to the center of the floor. Hands it away to Tobin. He puts up a 15-footer from the left side. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Kozalik running back the other way for the Lancers. Brings it into the offensive zone. Top of the key now to Irvine. Irvine looking. Now drives it down the lane. Stops. Dumps it off down low. Shot is up there. No good. He's fouling the play. John DeWard is going to be hit with a foul. Ben Higgy will go to the free throw line here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Second foul of John DeWard. So going to the free throw line will be Ben Higgy from Mount Marty. He's a 72% foul shooter on the season. That's the sixth team foul on Hastings College here in this first half of play. So Higgy to the line. He sets, looks up there, throws it up, and the shot is good. Higgy gets in the scorebook here, his first point of the ball game. Ben Higgy, a 6'5" freshman out of Crofton, Nebraska, averaging about 4 points and 2.5 rebounds per game for the 1-10 Mount Marty Lancers. Next shot is up there is good, so he nails a couple of free throws. 37-20, Hastings College with the lead, Broncos with the ball. Tobin Reinwald has got it out here in 3-point territory to Brent Wells on the wing. Wells dribbles, now sends it down low. That's a Woolman with it now. Woolman fall away jumper off of the right side of the lane. Good. The guy cannot miss today. Brady Woolman with 19 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 39-20. Back the other way comes the Lancers and a shot up and in. Alex Irvine scores in the lane. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Woolman coming back the other way for Hastings. It's 39-22. Broncos have the lead and the ball. Bowman out here in three-point territory. Not a hamburger. Hamburger on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes left side of the lane. That's Ryan Wall. Turnaround jumper is up there. That one dances off of the left side. No good. Wells tipping the ball. It's still loose and it's finally picked up by the Lancers. Ben Hagee got the rebound. Comes down to Kozalik as he runs her back the other way. Normine Kozalik down in the corner down to Bud Smith. Picked up by Lohman. He drives the baseline, puts it up there. The shot, no good. Rebound comes to Hamburger. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Wells. He drives, shoots, and scores. Brent Wells now with 9 points in the ballgame. Great job on the transition there by the Broncos. And it's now 41-22. Hastings College with a lead here over Mount Marty. Team coming in here from Yankton, South Dakota. Irvine down the right side of the lane. Gives it away to Payer. Now to Irvine again, picked up there by John DeWard. Payer spins one way, then the other. Now he's double-teamed. The ball knocked loose, picked up by Hagee. He goes up for the shot, and he's fouling the play. Fouling the play here. Personal is going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. So 3:24 to play. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Hagee again. He was there just a few seconds ago, hit a couple of free throws. 41-22, Hastings College with a lead here this afternoon over the Lancers of Mount Marty. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. Coming into the ball game will be Lena. Here comes Morris on into the contest. Coming in from Mount Marty, you're going to have it's going to be Chris Richardson coming back into the ball game. And Patrick Saganovic, he's out of Australia. He's going to come into the ball game now for the Lancers. Second shot is up there, is good. Hagee now with 4 points in the ball game. 41-24 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Broncos have led this baby since early in this first half. Fell behind 4-0, but came back to grab the lead at 7-6, and they have now relinquished that lead since. Reinwald takes it over on the right side. A shot put up there by Lohman. That's going to be no good. And a shot clock violation, I think, on Hastings, but I don't think they had the entire shot clock here. We're going to have a discussion out there. That was a short possession, if it was. I don't think the shot clock got reset there. Now the officials are going to try to decide how much time they should put back on the clock, and Hastings will get a second chance here as Woolman misses on the three-point field goal attempt to the right side as the officials will come over here to the near sideline to try to sort this out. Hastings is going to have the ball. Now they're going to say it was a shot clock violation. That was a short violation there. Anyway, it's going to be a Hastings turnover. Getting no argument here from head coach Gavers. He just kind of smirks at the official here on the near sideline. Hastings with a 17-point lead. If the game was closer, I'll guarantee you there would have been a little discussion right there. Normine Kozalik has got the ball, picked up by Morrison. Now to Richardson. Richardson tries to drive it, knocks down a man, now throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have the ball, coming back the other way. Brandon Krause into the ball game now. They get the ball to Tobin Reinwald, and the shot is up there and in. Reinwald has got 3 field goals and 6 points, so we're seeing Brandon Krause for the first time in a while. A 6'2" junior out of Lincoln. Hastings with a 19-point lead early. We're liable to see everybody dressed in white here today. There's a Payer with a ball on the near sideline, takes it down to the baseline, spins, puts up a shot for the glass, and scores. Nice shot there. Tyler Payer from Mount Marty. He's got 4 points. It's 43-26. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Brady Lohman with it on the near sideline. Lohman brings it back to the center of the floor, goes over to Tobin. Free throw line extended right side. Reinwald dribbles once, brings it back here to Lohman on the near sideline. Cross-court pass again goes to Reinwald inside. Ball knocked away from Lena out of bounds. They say Lena was the last to touch it down there, so he turned over on Hastings. Turnover number 5 on the Broncos. 2:05 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Mount Marty today by a score of 43-26. Hastings currently ranked number 6 in the country, a record of 10 wins and 2 losses. Put on a show in front of their hometown fans here today. There's a Chris Richardson with the ball. Richardson dribbles with it, comes out to Lorenzo Davis. Davis works against the key Morissette. Lorenzo looking, dribbling out here in 3-point territory. Now he picks up the dribble. He's in trouble. Sends it down in the corner. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Lena. Turnover number 10 on Mount Marty. Brandon Krause comes back now for Hastings. He's got the ball here at the top of the key. Krause looking, goes right side on the wing to Akeem Morissette. Down in the corner to Reinwald. Lobs it inside to Lena. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Lena in a lot of traffic there down low in the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Mount Marty. It's going to go on Patrick Saganovic. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 6 on the Lancers. This will be a shooting situation as Zach Lena goes to the free throw line for Hastings, a 69% foul shooter. He'll have two shots here as he was mauled in the active shooting. His first one is up there. It's going to be good by Zach Lena. So Zach gets in the scorebook here, his first point of the ball game. Lena is 6'5" junior out of Omaha, sent to the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It is good. 45-26. Broncos continue to pull away from the Lancers here today. A 19-point lead with a minute and 23 seconds to play. In the first half, Lorenzo Davis has got the ball. Now to Tyler Payer. Cross-court pass to Richardson. Cranks up the three ball and shots off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Reinwald leaves it back here to Akeem Morzot. Here come the Broncos now. Left-handed dribble by Morzot. Reverses the ball and gets it over on the right side. Lohman has got it. Now to Zach Lena just inside the ring. He tries to drive it and a traveling violation. Six turnovers on Hastings. Broncos trying to get back in the winning column here after dropping a game last week to Dort up in Sioux Center, losing by 10 points at 94-84. Hastings now with a lead here in the first half of 19 points at 45-26. Here's Lorenzo Davis with the ball on the far sideline, picked up by Morrison. They send the pass inside. There's a short jumper by Payer. No good. Rebound Heggie. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Lena. Zach Lena has got it for Hastings. Down to Morrison. Down the right sideline. Akeem Morrison jump pass down in the corner. Reinwald drives the baseline. Shot up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 47-26. Under 30 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Lorenzo Davis with the ball. Lorenzo dribbling with it now. Comes to the near sideline. Nice pass to Richardson. He runs over a man, and we got a foul called down there. It's going to go on Hastings. Richardson runs over Tobin Reinwald, and Tobin gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Takes one for the team right there. Tobin goes down hard, and that's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Chris Richardson. Richardson with 7 points in the ballgame. This guy comes from Louisiana, Convent, Louisiana, 6'2", a junior. Again, he was a late addition to the roster here this year. He throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. They're playing in just his third game here for the Lancers. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line coming in here as he misses his first shot. Here comes the second one. It's up there, and that one is going to be no good, so he misses a pair. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. Hastings tries to save it. Now they can't do to it. Looks like the Lancers were the last to touch it. Brandon Krause flying out of bounds there for Hastings to try to save it, but the Lancers were the last to touch it, and Hastings will play things in with 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Very impressively, Hastings is out on top, 47-26 here in the ballgame. Akeem Morrison has got it. Bounce pass goes to Lena, left side of the lane. Now with 4 seconds, here's Lohman. He drives it, stops, and pops from 12. A shot good. Brady Lohman with 21 points in the first half for the Broncos, and Hastings has a 23-point lead here at halftime. We've reached halftime today. Men's college basketball, Hastings with a lead. It's the Broncos 49, the Lancers 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. The women picking up a win in the opener, 93-77 over the Lancers. And Hastings College men with a lead here in the second ball game at halftime. It is 49-26. The Lancers jumped on the Broncos early at 4-0. Hastings comes back to grab their first lead at 7-6. It was sitting at 13-11. But Hastings went on a 11-0 run to go out on top 24-11. And Hastings not taking their foot off of the pedal here in the first half. The Broncos have a 23-point lead at halftime. It is 49-26. Hastings getting 21 points in the first half from Brady Lohman in the ball game today. Lohman has been on fire. He's knocked down, what, 5 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 3 2-point field goals. So Lohman with 21 points here in the first half. The other scores for Hastings, Brent Wells has got 9 points, 8 for Tobin Reinwald, 7 for Jake Hamburger. Then we've got 2 points apiece for Carson Bloom and Zach Lena. The scores for Mount Marty, you've got to Chris Richardson scoring 7 points in the ball game in the first half. Alex Irvine has got 4. Ben Hagee has got 4 points. Tyler Payer has got 4. 3 points for Zach Tellis, 2 points for Bunch Smith. Hastings leading here at halftime by a score of 49-26. Shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings hitting 54% from the field in the first half, 19 out of 35. And they're hitting 58% from three-point territory. Hastings 7 out of 12 from beyond the arc. Mount Marty, 10 out of 26 from the field in the first half for 38%. They are 2 out of 8 from three-point range for 25%. The free throws, Hastings 4 out of 7. For 57%, Mount Marty hitting 4 out of 6 from the free throw line for 66%. The rebounds, Hastings with 17. Mount Marty has got 13. The Broncos have 5 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Mount Marty has got 2 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. The Broncos have turned the ball over 5 times here in the first half. Mount Marty, they have got 12 turnovers. Hastings with 1 block shot and 10 steals. Mount Marty's got no block shots and 2 steals. The leading rebounder for Hastings so far in the first half, Brent Wells, he's got 4. Tobin Reinwald, he's got 4 rebounds. And the leading rebounder for Mount Marty, we've got Chris Richardson, he has got 3. Hastings College with a lead here over Mount Marty. It is 49-26. Again, in the women's ball game earlier today, Hastings wins by the score of 93-77. Hastings led at halftime by the score of 47-40. They got a big performance today from Cammie Bruckman as she scores 29 points and grabs 6 rebounds for the Broncos. Autumn Zenon came off of the bench to score 16 points. Chanel Farmer had 13 points, 12 for Abby Jackson and 10 for Sierra Williamson. So Hastings gets to the Christmas break with a mark of 13 wins and 2 losses, 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Their next ball game will be on December the 30th when they take on Southwestern of Kansas here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We're at halftime of the men's ball game here today. All Hastings in this first half. The Broncos with a 23-point lead. It is Hastings 49 and Mount Marty 26. Tyson Evronik will join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, three things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated
the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off with a man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers have the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. And welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Tyson and Veronica with you. Joining us, we have Coach Doc Farrell, longtime basketball coach at Hastings College. Was part of the 63-64 team. Doc Farrell's first team to make it to a national tournament appearance. Doc Farrell is joining us here now on the Hastings College Spotlight. Sir, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Now, Doc, let's bring you on the program. Let's sort of talk about, we've been highlighting a little bit about this 63-64 team. It is the 50th year for this 63-64 team. Talk a little bit about how this anniversary towards this team kind of all got started on your end.
Well, it was my second year at Hastings College. My first year, I had a pretty good nucleus there, and so we finished a year strong that first year, but didn't win the conference. And I think we finished 6-4 in the state college conference. Then my second year, why we brought in some additions or had some additions, namely Eddie Lorenzen, who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and Benny Crawford, who's already in the Hall of Fame, and they were the two most notable additions, and things just kind of fell together then.
And so, like, talk a little bit maybe just about those experiences, because I was talking with former coach Mike Trader a little bit on the Spotlight Show, and we kind of highlighted the 63-64 season as maybe the changing of the tide, maybe the changing of the atmosphere involving the basketball program over there at the college. Do you find that to kind of be true as well?
Oh, I think so. I credit this team. I'm really proud of this team. I kind of consider the ones that turned Hastings College back in the right direction at that time. Hastings had been struggling a little bit. I think maybe it had been about 6 or 7 or 8 years since it had a winning season. And then for this group to come in and go 23-4 and advance to the national tournament, well, I think was really a feather in their cap.
Talk maybe just a little bit about your experiences at Hastings College, after that 63-64 season.
Well, of course, we followed that up again with another championship the next year and back in the tournament. And then since then, we were really blessed with some good players and really had some, good teams, and were fortunate to win a lot of games. And it really was a great experience. We played a very aggressive schedule, played all over the country, it seemed like, and I think it was a good experience for everyone.
And talking a little bit about kind of the similarities and the differences between back when you were coaching at Hastings College and what we have now with Coach Bill Gavers coming in to coach the Broncos through the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Just looking at some of the teams that you played back then in comparison to the Great Plains Athletic Conference, I mean, there was some teams that are now playing in that field of 65 in the NCAA that you Hastings College used to have to face.
Well, we played some good teams back there. Of course, when I was first at Hastings, We were the private school in the state college conference. Mm-hmm. We were then the conference with Kearney, Wayne, Shattern, Pruman, those teams. And so, of course, that was a challenge to us then. And as I said, we have played a good schedule over the years, and a goodly number of the teams that we did play are now Division I teams, and probably the majority of them are Division II. So we played some good teams and had some real challenges.
Now, as you're, we're getting set to celebrate this 63-64 team. The celebration kind of all culminates at the game this season against the University of Nebraska-Kearney, as you mentioned, previously known as Kearney State Colleges. Does that hold any special significance to you being held during that game in what used to be such a big rivalry for Hastings College?
Well, I think it's more for the fans. I think the fans are the ones that really profited from that Hastings-Kearney series. It, of course, was something that everybody looked forward to and was one of the most watched series, especially in the playoff end of it, in the country, of seeing who was going to come out of that, Hastings or Kearney. So I think the fans will enjoy it. Maybe some of the older fans will get some of the older fans a chance to reminisce a little bit.
Okay, once again, Doc Farrell joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS as we are at halftime here. Doc, let's maybe talk a little bit about, what you've been up to, what life was like after you got through with your time at Hastings College.
Well, after I left Hastings College, I moved to Arkansas, Fayetteville, Springdale, Arkansas. Eventually got into the real estate development business, and since that, I've kind of got out of the end of, and now been a land purchaser, land buyer, pretty much all over the United States for a good friend that runs an apartment and golf course development business. So I've got to see a lot of the country, I guess.
Do you still have times where you kind of reminisce about Hastings College basketball and your time coaching the Broncos?
Oh, I think so. Of course, those times have been getting further and further behind. But I really enjoyed my years at Hastings. Hastings College was a great spot. I had great people to work for and had good friends in Hastings. And it was just a great 26 years for both me and my family.
Doc Farrell, once again, the former coach of the Hastings College Broncos, we are highlighting the 63-64 team. It's the 50th anniversary of that 63-64 team. Doc Farrell's first team to go to a national tournament. So, Doc, congratulations on the recognition. It's well-deserved. And, again, congratulations on all of your great success that you had out at Hastings College. And we appreciate you joining us on the Spotlight this evening.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings with the lead here in men's basketball, 49-26. Again, a big, big first half by Brady Lohman, 21 points at a ball game for Lohman. He's knocked down 5 3-pointers. Lohman is 8 out of 12 from the field, 5 out of 8 from 3-point territory. He has scored 22 points. He's dished out 2 assists. He's got a steal. Played 17 minutes and 6 seconds of the 20 in the first half. And Mount Marty in the first possession, they throw the ball away. Richardson just lost that baby out of bounds. That's the 13th turnover on Mount Marty here at the ball game. So Hastings College will come back for the first time here in the second half, shooting to our basket. To our right, Akeem Morrison has got the ball. Morrison down to Brady Woolman here right in front of the Bronco bench. Woolman directing traffic out now to Hamburger, to Morrison on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes into Boo. He scores around to the basket. Now spins, puts up a shot off of the glass. No good. Ball tapped out of there and is picked up here by Mount Marty. That's a Kozalik with the ball. Nermeen Kozalik down in the corner now to Bun Smith. Bun Smith moves it back down in the corner to Kozalik. He drives the baseline, dishes off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Wells. Turnover number 14 in the ball game now for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Morissette, now to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there good. Hamburger, nice stroke from the far sideline. That is his third three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 10 points in the contest, 52-26. Hastings blowing the Lancers out of here, leading by 26 in this one. Here's Richardson. He drives the baseline. He goes up. His shot is up there, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Richardson with the offensive board and the putback. He's got 9 points in the ball game, 52-28. There's a shot taken by Wells, no good. Tip try by Abu, no good. Rebound comes out of the Lancers. Bud Smith comes back the other way, and he runs into a defender here, and a personal foul is going to be called. Lohman was there, and also Wells, and Lohman gets hit with a personal foul. So Brady Lohman gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his second. Team foul number one of the Broncos here in the second half. Mount Marty will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They will get things in to Kozalik over there in the corner. Now to Bud Smith. Back down in the corner. Richardson for three. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound picked up on the hop in the lane there by Lohman. Gets the ball ahead to Abu. He drives, shoots, and scores. Abu Fall, the big guy, passes up the dunk there as he drives it in from the right side and scores. Abu's first field goal of the ball game. 54-28 is the score. He sings in the lead. Chris Richardson with the ball. Now free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Bud Smith. Smith sends it down in the corner to Kozalik. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Kozalik holds on to it. Comes back out here. High left side. Ben Hagee with the ball. Out of Kozalik. Down in the corner. Tries to drive it. The baseline cut off there. Now he's double-teamed. Kozalik in trouble. Sends it out on top. It's intercepted. Intercepted there by Brent Wells. He drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound is pulled down here by Lohman. His baseline jumper is up there. His shot no good. And Lohman taps the ball, or rather Wells taps the ball to the corner. Lohman was cutting the other way, and it goes out of bounds. So three shots in the hole there. Hastings could not convert in that possession. 17:50 to play. During the second half, Hastings way out on top of the Lancers of Mount Marty, 54-28. Mount Marty is 0-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and unless they pull a rabbit out of their hat, they're going to be 0-7. Here's a Richardson with the ball, now to Bud Smith. Out here in three-point territory, back down in the corner. That's going to be Richardson. He drives. Bounce pass goes down in the left corner. Lorenzo Davis has got it. He can't put up a shot. Lorenzo Davis gets it away here to Payer. Now inside, there's a shot taken there by Smith. No good, and a rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Abu Fall coming back the other way. Abu lost it. Now he picks her back up. Goes to Hamburger down in the corner to Akeem for three. His shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Alex Irvine. Irvine gets it away now to Lorenzo Davis. He runs her back the other way for the Lancers. Lorenzo down in the corner, driving the baseline. Richardson, shot is up there, it's good, and he's fouling the player. That's Bud Smith. Bud Smith driving the baseline and scoring. He gets the field goal. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Smith, and the personal foul is whistled on Abu. That's going to be his first. So here comes Fall out of the ball game now, and John DeWard will check in there. 17:04 to play here in the basketball game. It's 54-30. Hastings leading by a bunch here. As Bud Smith goes to the line, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger of Hastings. Hamburger gets away to Morissette. Akeem hustles back the other way for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Comes across the top. That's Brady Lohman. Lohman directing traffic out here. Lohman sends it over here to Hamburger on the wing of the right side, who sends it to John DeWard. Mishandles the ball, and he picks her back up. DeWard now at the Hamburger to Akeem Morissette. The Lohman inside to Wells. Wells tries to shuffle the ball away. He does down in the corner. That's Hamburger. His shot for the baseline is around the rim. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down at Irvine. Hastings having a tough time finding the range here in the second half. Irvine gets the ball ahead now to Payer down in the baseline. His shot is up there. It is good, and he's fouling the play. Alex Irvine scoring there for Mount Marty, and he'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. The foul is going to go on John DeWard. That's going to be his third. So three fouls on John DeWard is now 54-30. Actually, 54-32 now. As they chalk up the two-pointer by Irvine. He'll go to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Irvine now with 6 points in the ballgame. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. 24 out of 32 coming to the ballgame today. 16:29 left in the ballgame. Irvine sets. Free throw is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Reinwald. So Tobin into the ball game now. He grabs the rebound, goes to Akeem Morissette. Morissette brings it across the 10-second line, goes to Brent Wells on the left side. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball, now to Akeem, who shovels the ball away here on the right side to Tobin Reinwald. Cross-court pass, Woolman in the corner. His shot is up there, it's off the mark, no good. Ball is tapped out of there and is picked up by Morissette. Akeem has got the ball, dribbles, now to Reinwald. Reinwald cuts it toward the hole. In the lane, is running one-hander, good. Tobin Reinwald scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings leading now by a score of 56-32. Under 16 minutes to go now here in the basketball game. Chris Richardson with the ball. Gets it to Bud Smith on the far sideline. He drives his ball to the basket here. He gets the field goal to go down. He's fouling the play. Nice shot by Bud Smith. A scooping shot there. And now we go to the free throw line. He was fouling the play by Lohman of Hastings. That's the third foul on Brady Lohman. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bud Smith. So Smith has got 6 points in the ball game. And now Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. Bill Gavers calls a timeout for Hastings, and we'll take it. 15:48 to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 56, Mount Marty 34.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is a destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart Schaffner Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windrich, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
15:48 to play in the game, 56-34. Hastings College with a lead. Broncos looking for their 11th win of the 2013-2014 season here today. Bud Smith to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Bud Smith now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line today. 56-35 is the score. Here's a Morrison with the ball now for Hastings. Tobin Reinwald down to Morrison on the right wing, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Tyler Payer going after the steal there for the Lancers, but picks up the personal foul for his efforts. Foul number 2 on Payer. Hastings will play things in. Reinwald right in front of the Hastings bench. Tobin Reinwald looking. Finally throws it into the backcourt, and Lohman will chase it down back there with the Broncos. Now he'll come back the other direction. Brady Lohman brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Brent Wells. And now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Reinwald here on the right side of the lane. Tobin picks up an offensive foul there. Third foul on Tobin Reinwald. So Hastings a little shaky coming out of the gates here at second half. Hastings led at halftime on a score of 49-26 and looked pretty good in that first 20 minutes. A little sloppy here to begin half number 2. 56-35. Hastings still out on top. Bud Smith with the ball down here in the baseline. Reverses it and comes out here to Chris Richardson. Splits a couple of defenders. Drives for the hole. A shot no good. Tip tries up and in. Alex Irvine scoring there for Mount Marty. He has got 8 points in the ball game now for the Lancers. 56-37. Hastings with the lead. Here's a Morrison. Bounce pass goes into Wells. Wells will back up now. He shovels the ball away to Lena down to the baseline. Right side. A shot up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. So Zach Lena will go to the free throw line here, being hammered on the play by Chris Richardson. That's his second personal foul on Richardson. So Lena goes to the free throw line. He's got 2 points in the ball game, a couple of free throws in the first half. Zach is a 69% foul shooter in the season. He's 34 out of 49. Here's the free throw. It is up there. It is good. He's 3 for 3 today. Hamburger comes in. Lohman comes out. 57-37 is the score. Hastings with a 20-point lead as Zach Lena will toe the mark for his second one. His shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and down. Into the ball game now for Mount Marty is going to be Nermeen Kazalik. Nermeen Kazalik comes into the ball game now. He's a 6'3" freshman out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 58-37. Hastings College with the lead. Under 15 minutes to go. As Lorenzo Davis has got the ball behind his screen as he moves it to the right side of the floor. Now to Richardson. The ball poked loose there by Hamburger. And the officials give the ball to Mount Marty. So the Lancers are playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. With 14:44 to go here in the ball game. It'd be Tyler Payer playing things in, way outside now to a Kazalik. Hastings still in that tough man-to-man defense, number 4 in the conference this week, as far as allowing points are concerned. Bud Smith with the ball here on the near sideline, double team, sends it down in a corner to Nermeen Kazalik, out to Lorenzo Davis, right side to Alex Irvine as they bring it back to the left wing, now to Bud Smith. He launches up a 17-footer, it's good. Bud Smith scoring there for Mount Marty. He's got 9 points in the ball game. He averages 14. Mount Marty trailing now by a score of 58-39. Now we got a foul out here in three-point territory. This is going to go on Hamburger. Jake picks up his second personal foul. So Hamburger picks up his second personal. It's going to be team foul number six already here on Hastings here in this second half of play. Hastings with six team fouls. The Lancers have two. 58-39 is the score. Mount Monty trying to capture a little momentum here. Lorenzo Davis with the ball out here just across the 10-second line. Goes over to Bud Smith. Smith out here in three-point territory. Now to Irvine. Gives the ball away again to Smith. He spins. His shot is up there. It's no good. Smith gets his own rebound. Takes that one away from Morrison. Baseline jumper is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin has got the ball here in backcourt. Gets it to Morrison as he comes down the near sideline. Morrison with the ball here. Morrison brings it over here to Tobin Reinwald. Top of the key, Wells. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Dumps it away to Zach Lena. Spins right side of the lane. Lena still can't put up a shot. Goes to the cross court. Keem Morrison, his long range three is up there, no good. Rebound Wells, his 12-footer is up there, no good. Rebound is loose again. It's picked up here by Mount Marty, running back the other way. Lorenzo Davis to a Kozalek. Now to Davis, shot is up there and in. Lorenzo Davis scoring there. It's now 58-41. Hastings College with a 17-point lead with 13-12 to play. Mount Marty being the attacker so far here in the second half. Here's Wells with the ball out to Hamburger for three. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Lena had the rebound. He lost it. It rolls to the far sideline. He saves it from going out of bounds again. It's picked up here by Hamburger. Jake Hamburger, he pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. Good. Jake Hamburger scoring there. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, 60-41. Hastings still with a 19-point lead here in this one. Lorenzo Davis with the ball. He runs it against Morrison. Sends it down to Kozalek in the corner for three. His shot rims off, no good. Morrison, the only one underneath the basket there to grab the rebound. An easy one there is Morrison. Grounds it in, and he brings it up the floor now. Gets it to Hamburger. Now to Tobin Reinwald here on the wing. He runs over a man, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Kozalek. Nermeen Kozalek picks up his first personal foul. And it's going to be Reinwald inbounding the ball here right in front of the Bronco bench. 60-41 is the score. Hastings with a 19-point lead. Lohman will inbound the ball. This is Nate Maloli who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Lohman, his driving layup is going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to the Lancers about Barney. And we'll probably see everybody today on the Bronco roster. There's a shot in the lane by Kozalek, no good. And a rebound comes down here to Maloli as he runs her back the other way. Gets the ball ahead now to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound brought down by Richardson about Barney. He runs her back the other way. Chris Richardson. The far sideline, down in the corner, a three-pointer put up there by Tyler Payer. That's going to be no good. Now the Broncos come down with the ball again on the rebound. It's going to be Tobin Reinwald back into the forecourt. It's a Brady Lohman on the far sideline, 60-41. Hastings with the lead. We're approaching the halfway point of the second half. Here's Maloli with the ball. He sends it over here on the right side. It's going to be right to the fingertips of Reinwald out of bounds. Turnover number seven in the ball game for Hastings. Tobin comes out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Abu Fall. 60-41. Hastings with a 19-point lead. Mount Marty will bring the ball up here. Lorenzo Davis has got it. Lorenzo Davis brings it into the offensive zone here. Lorenzo gets it into the hands now of Tyler Payer on the high post to Ben Hagee, who's back into the ball game. Now to Kozalek. Comes across the top to Lorenzo Davis. Lorenzo dribbling with the ball. Sends it to the far sideline. That's Richardson. Moves it down in the corner to Nermeen Kozalek. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass goes inside. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Payer. Tyler Payer is scoring there in the lane for Mount Marty. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 60-43. Hastings now with a 17-point lead. Here's a Hamburger with the ball. Brings it up high on the block. Comes out in 3 points territory. Lohman has got it. That is Zach Lena. Here's Hamburger. Maloli at the top of the key. Over here on the right side, it's going to be Lohman. We got a foul called. Personal foul called here on Mount Marty is going to go on Ben Hagee. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Lancers. Bud Smith back into the ball game now for the Lancers, and going out will be Lorenzo Davis. Hastings will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lena will play things in to Lohman. Back to Zach Lena on the low block. Now circles around, puts up a shot up and in. Zach Lena scores left-handed there. His first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 6 points. 62-43. 10:38 to play here in the ball game. There's Nermeen Kozalek with the ball. We got a whistle out here, and a foul is going to be called, an offensive foul. Tyler Payer setting an illegal screen out here. That's going to be his third foul. So Payer with three. That's going to be team foul number five on the Lancers. Payer is going to check out of the ball game now. Chris Richardson back in there for Mount Marty. Hastings with the ball. Here's Nate Maloli, the freshman out of Papillion, Nebraska, into the ball game for Hastings, bringing the ball up. Zach Lynn has got it in the wing. He's dribbles into the paint. The shot is up there, no good. Fall grabs the rebound, goes back up. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bud Smith. Smith has got it for the Lancers. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Chris Richardson has got it now. Richardson to Hagee. Down left side to Normine Kazalik. He circles around, cuts it down the right side of the lane. He's cut off there by Maloli. There's a pass out to Smith. His shot for three is no good. Maloli grabs a rebound for Hastings. Nate brings her up now for the Broncos. Back to the center of the floor. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Now to Woolman at the top of the key. Maloli for three. His shot is up there from the left side. No good. Rebound to Richardson. Falling out of bounds. He gets it into the hands now of Alex Irvine. Irvine gets it away now to Chris Richardson. Into the forecourt. Richardson over to Alex Irvine. Off now to Bud Smith trying to penetrate. He can't do it. Takes it to the far side of the floor now. Picked up by Brady Woolman of Hastings. Bud Smith with the ball. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Lancers want to talk things over. 9 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the game. The score is Hastings 62, Mount Marty 43. Going to Bowman and shot for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
Next weekend we'll be in Miami, Florida with the Hastings College men's basketball team. Hastings can play two games on a little holiday road trip. Hastings will take on St. Thomas University next Saturday night at 6 o'clock our time. Then Hastings will come back on Sunday and will play Florida Memorial College. That will be at 1 o'clock on Sunday. We'll have both games for you as we travel with the Broncos next weekend to Miami, Florida. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHAS, 545 for the pregame show on Saturday night. St. Thomas, a team that is ranked in the nation's top 25 poll this week. They've already been beaten by a couple of GPAC teams this week. Midland is playing down in Florida this weekend. Morningside has also spent some time in the Miami area during the past week or so. Both of those teams were able to pick up wins over St. Thomas, and Hastings are trying to make it 3-for-3 coming up this weekend, or next weekend, I should say. 62-43 is the score. Hastings with a lead here. Trying to finish this one off here before the Christmas holiday break. Here's Bud Smith on the right sideline. Bud Smith dribbling with the ball. He gets it in the hands of Irvine, who throws up a three. It's good. Alex Irvine scores on a three-pointer. Just to the right of the circle, he's now got 11 points. And it's now 62-46 with 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play. This is as close as the Lancers have been for a while. Brady Lohman with the ball. Goes to Zach Lena. Zach comes across the top. Now to Hamburger for three. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball poked out. It's picked up here by Lohman. Brady Lohman cross-court pass over here to Akeem Morissot. Bounce pass to Abu Fall with his back to the basket. Abu Fall behind the back pass, and they can't connect with Brady Lohman. They throw the ball out of bounds. A big guy, this Dipsy Dueler, he's going to check out of the ball game now. Abu probably going to get some choice words from the coach. There's a John DeWard coming into the ball game now. Abu Fall will come out of there now for the Broncos. 62-46. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Here's a Kazalik with the ball. They work it inside now. Back onto the free throw line. Ben Hagee has got it. To Bud Smith. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Brady Lohman. Now to Hagee. Ben Hagee out here in three-point territory. Back over to Smith on the far sideline. Smith cuts it down the left side of the lane. Throws it down on the baseline to Irvine. Comes out to the free throw line. There's Hagee. His shot's going to be no good. Long rebound. Morissot grabs the ball for Hastings. Akeem running her back the other way. Gets it ahead now to Hamburger down in the corner. Outside, Lohman, top of the key. Three-pointer. Down the drain it goes. Brady Lohman scores. He's now got 24 in the ballgame. It's been a while since he scored. He had 21 of those in the first half. Lohman, it's his first field goal in the second half. It's a three-pointer. Lohman now with 24 in the ballgame. It's 65-46. Hastings challenge with the lead. Bud Smith down in the corner. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Lohman tries to poke the ball away. Hagee has got it now. Hagee at the free throw line, driving the baseline. Richardson dumps it away underneath the hole. A shot by Irvine is no good. Bound for the rebound. It's still loose. Richardson grabs it, goes back up, and he's going to be fouling the play. So Lancer's still playing hard out there. Personal foul here is going to be called on John DeWard of Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. And that's going to send Chris Richardson to the free throw line here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. After the ball game, we'll name our players of the game today and our coaches post-game show before we get out of here. This is our final game before the Christmas break. We'll get right back at it again next weekend. High school teams, of course, taking their mandatory five-day moratorium period here, so there will be no practices and no games for the next 5 days after tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Chris Richardson. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He cans his second one as well. Richardson now with 11 points in the ball game. 65-48 is the score. Hastings College with the lead here as we approach 7.5 minutes to go here in the basketball game. Morrison has got the ball. Morrison down to Loma. Nice pass down low. That's Wells. He passes across the lane to DeWard. He forces up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. That's Alex Irvine with the ball to the near sideline. Bun Smith, he cuts it to the hole. Jump pass goes over in the far sideline. And now a traveling violation is called on Richardson. Chris Richardson with a happy feed over there on the far sideline after getting the feed. That's the 16th turnover on Mount Marty. Into the ball game now is Lorenzo Davis. He will check in. 7:18 to play. Hastings leading by a score of 65-48. Broncos would improve to 11-2 after this one today if they can hang on to it. Akeem Morris out with the ball. Not a Wells. Not a Brady Loman. Loman has got it here as he sets things up. There's a pass across the top to Akeem Morissot. Hamburger down in the corner. Loman fakes the three. Dribbles inside. 15-footers put up there and in. Loman now with 26 points in the ball game. 67-48. Loman scored 34 earlier this season in the ball game against Doan for his season high. There's Bud Smith with the ball in the baseline. He drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Loman. Brady has got it back the other way. Long pass ahead to Zach Lena. He drives it for the hole. He loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will inbound. Somebody knocked it out of the hands of Zach Lena, so Hastings will inbound. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Leading by a score of 67-48. Loman, two-handed pass, comes out on top now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger comes over to Brent Wells, now to Morrison. He drives the baseline. Nice dish inside. Lena grabs it, spins, puts it up off the window and scores. Zach Lena scores there. He's now got, 8 points in the ball game. Akeem Morrison gets the assist on that one. Lorenzo Davis coming back the other way. The Broncos leading again by 21 points. Here's a steal now by Brent Wells at the 10-second line. He drives, shoots, and he lays it home. Brent Wells looked like he was going to go up for a stuff. He just drops it down the cylinder. 71-48. The Lancers turn it over for the 17th time here in the ball game. We're under 6 minutes to go. Bud Smith with the ball. Comes to the near sideline to Chris Richardson. Moves it down to the baseline now to Bud Smith. Back outside, Lorenzo Davis, who dumps it off in the lane. A shot is up and in. Tyler Payer. Payer is scoring there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 71-50 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's a Brady Loman with the ball. Top of the key. Wells has got it. Brent Wells comes over here in the right wing. Akeem Morrison, not a Loman. Loman comes back out here into 3 point territory to Jake Hamburger. That is Zach Lena. Now Marty's still under man-to-man defense, but the Broncos have been able to slice this up pretty good here today. Loman now backs it out here near the 10-second line. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Loman drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Brady Loman scores again. He's now got 28 points in the ball game. 73-50. The Broncos with the lead. Lorenzo Davis comes back with the ball now for the Lancers of Mount Marty in the offensive zone. Chris Richardson now to Tyler Payer, picked up by Wells. Payer, he's going to drive it down to the baseline, dumps it off into the lane. That's Irvine. He's going to be hit with a traveling violation. Alex Irvine trying to maneuver down there deep in the Bronco lane is hit with a traveling violation. Turnover number 18 now on the Lancers of Mount Marty. Hastings will get the ball back here, 73-50. Loman comes out of the ball game now at the 4:55 mark. He's probably done for the day. Coming in there is going to be Reinwald again for Hastings. Tobin into the ball game, and he's got the ball. High left side, Tobin dribbling with it. Two-handed pass goes down in a deep right corner. Morrison has got it. Akeem Morrison sends a pass down in the left corner. There's a shot by Hamburger. Good three-pointer. Jake Hamburger having a good day today. Hamburger now with 15 points in the ballgame as he nails the three-pointer from the deep left corner. 76-50. Here's Bell. He's driving for the, or rather, Bud Davis driving for the hole. His shot is no good, but he's fouling the play. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So Bun Smith will go to the free throw line here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Smith has got 9 points in the ball game here. It's one out of two from the stripe as he will toe the mark here for a couple of shots. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. He'll have one more. End of the ball game now. We're going to see everybody. We're going to see. Here comes Brandon Krause into the ball game now for Hastings. He's a 6 foot 2 inch junior out of Lincoln. And also peeling off his warm-up is going to be Andrew Pryor. He's going to come up there. There's the next shot by Smith. It's going to be up there and in. So Pryor comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Wells will come to the bench. Brent had a pretty good ball game today as well. He scored 11 points in the ball game. So Ryan Wall will play the ball in now to Nate Maloli, the freshman player from Papillion. He's into the ball game. It's all a little playing time in the first half. Here's Zach Lena with the ball on the low block right side, trying to drive it, takes it into the paint, kicks it back out here to Pryor. His shot from 17, in and out, no good. Rebound, it's going to be Lena. He goes up with the shot. It's going to be partially deflected there by a pair, and the ball is brought down by Higgy. And now we've got a an official's timeout here. Somebody got knocked in the chops. That was Alex Irvine. He's all right, but Irvine's going to come out of there, get hit in the mouth there. And he's going to come out for a quick little breather here. 4:04 to play. In the basketball game, Hastings has got the lead. It's 76-52. Broncos out on top, and it's going to be Mount Marty coming back with the basketball as they run her back in their offensive zone again. Lorenzo Davis has got the ball. Lorenzo Davis picked up by Maloli for Hastings. Davis stops left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes to Ben Hagee. Hagee with his back to the basket. Now to a Bunch Smith as he drives the baseline, and a foul is going to be called here on Lena. Lena picks up his third personal foul. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Bud Smith to the free throw line again. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And the ball game now is going to be Nermeen Kazalik. Going out is going to be Lorenzo Davis. So Nermeen Kazalik is into the ball game now. He's a freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Bud Smith. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Bud Smith has got 12 points in the ballgame. 76-53. The Broncos in a runaway here today. Hastings led 49-26 at halftime. There's a second shot. It's up there and in by Smith. 76-54. Hastings with the lead. Here's Nate Maloli with the ball for the Broncos as he hustles back into the offensive zone here. Maloli stops just as he brings it across the 10-second line. Comes over here. The basketball is going to be Brandon Krause. He's in there now, a junior out of Lincoln. Maloli has got it back to the far sideline. Krause fakes the three, now drives it down to the baseline, goes up for the shot. It's going to be knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Mount Marty coming back the other way. Drowning, it's going to be a foul called. Bud Smith is fouling the play here. A personal is going to be whistled on Andrew Pryor. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 10 on Hastings, so this will be a two-shot foul. Going to the free throw line again will be Bud Smith. Fire up two more free throws here. The Smith, a 71% foul shooter, will toe the mark here for the Lancers. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. Smith is a 6'1" junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Charles Ferguson. Ferguson comes in, so we're going to see a whole new crop of players here. Anybody that's dressed in white is going to get some playing time here today. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there and in. Bud Smith hits another free throw. Now into the ball game for Hastings, Matt Nelson. Matt Nelson is senior out of Wilcox, Nebraska, coming into the basketball game now. So Bill Gavis has pretty much cleaned the bench with everybody that's available to play here today. Broncos with a 20-point lead with 3 minutes to play, 76-56 is the score. Here's Alex Thayer with the ball. He's the product out of Superior, Nebraska. Brandon Krause now to the top of the key. That's going to be Ferguson with it. Ferguson down to Thayer, brings it across the top. That's Pryor with it. Pryor moves it over to Maloli as they work it inside. There's Ferguson. His shot's going to be up there no good. And the ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Richardson. He runs her back the other way. Tyler Payer, he drives for the hole. His shot is up and in. Tyler Payer scoring there. He's got 10 points in the contest. 76-58. Under 3 minutes to play in the ball game now. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball for Hastings. Dribbling within in 3-point territory. Goes over to Matt Nelson. Nelson now to Andrew Pryor to Charles Ferguson. Here's Thayer deep in the right corner for Hastings College. Thayer dribbling with the ball, brings it back out into 3-point territory. Top of the key, they get it over to Nelson, down to the left sideline. That's going to be Brandon Krause with it now. There's Alex Thayer, dribbles once, brings it over here on the right side to Nelson. Bounce pass goes inside, turnaround jumper is going to be blocked out of the hands of Krause. The scramble is on, and it's picked up here by Mount Marty coming back the other way. Richardson has got the ball. Chris Richardson sends it inside. There's a ball that's going to be deflected away from Ben Hagee, and the ball is brought down here by Nelson of Hastings. Turnover number 19 in the ball game for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Driving the baseline for Hastings is going to be Andrew Pryor. Comes out on top to Thayer. He throws up a three-pointer. It's not going to be no good. Rebound Hagee, and a jump ball is going to be called here. Hagee is tied up in the play. Now, see, I have a personal foul down here. It's going to be a foul on Hastings. The foul is going to go against Brandon Krause of the Broncos. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Hastings, so we're going to have some free throws at the other end. And going to the free throw line for the Lancers, there's going to be Ben Hagee. He is 4 out of 4 from the line today. He'll have a couple of shots here. Broncos over the 10-foul limit in the second half, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Zach Tellis comes back into the ball game. Tellis is in. Also, Patrick Saganovich comes into the ball game now. Saganovich is from Australia. Now playing in Yankton, South Dakota. There's the next shot. It's going to be up there. No good by Hagee. The rebound loose. Ferguson grabs it for Hastings. So a minute and 54 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings leading by a score of 76 to 58. Alex Thayer with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Brandon Krause with the ball, who brings it back out to Thayer in three-point territory. He drives it. He all the way to the basket. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hagee. Hagee now to Richardson. Sends it to the far sideline. With the basketball over there is going to be Saganovich. Now down in the corner. That's going to be Kozalik as he drives over here. He works it back around to the top of the key. There's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound is loose, and it's brought down here by Hastings. That's Brandon Krause with the ball. Now to Alex Thayer. Gets the ball ahead to Pryor. He drives it, dishes off underneath the hole. Here's a shot that's going to be no good by Matt Nelson. And the rebound comes down here to Mount Marty running back the other way. That's Kozalik with the ball. Pushes off against Thayer. Now dumps it off in the lane to Hagee. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Hagee gets the field goal to go down, and he's fouling the play here. The personal is going to be whistled on Hastings, and the foul is going to go on Charles Ferguson. That's going to be his first. So it's 76 to 60. Hastings with a 16-point lead. Going to the free throw line is going to be Hagee. We're down to a minute and 1 second to play. Hastings still out on top by 16 points, but they've had a pretty comfortable lead throughout much of this second half. Ben Hagee will have a free throw here. His shot is up there, and the shot hits bottom. It's going to be good. He's down 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, and it's 76 to 61. Matt Nelson has got the ball for Hastings. I don't think these reserves have scored a point yet. Here's Pryor with the ball now. He gets it away to Alex Thayer. Thayer over here on the right side to Brandon Krause. They move it down in the corner, now back around the horn. Top of the key, that's Thayer with the ball. Alex sends it over to Charles Ferguson, left side of the lane. Ferguson fakes the 15-footer. Jump pass comes over here to Thayer. Shot for three is going to be off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Lancers of Mount Marty. 30 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Lorenzo Davis with the ball on the right sideline. Davis having problems with it. Finally gets it out here to Chris Richardson. Now the ball is going to be poked into the backcourt. It's picked up here. Driving, shooting, and scoring for Hastings is going to be Krause. So Brandon Krause scores here for Hastings. It makes it 78 to 61 with 16 seconds to play. And the Broncos are going to cruise to the victory here this afternoon. The Lancers have one more possession here as Lorenzo Davis goes bounce pass left side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted. As the pass is going to be intercepted there by the Broncos, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and this one is over. Hastings College going to win it here this afternoon over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Hastings picking up a 17-point win over Mount Marty today. Final score of 78 to 61. Hastings improves to 11-2 on the season, 6-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here at the break. Mount Marty will drop to 1 win and 11 losses. They are now 0-7 in conference play. In the final score in this one, Hastings College beats Mount Marty by a score of 78 to 61. Back with a recap after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Get more than you expect at Burn Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins it by a score of 78-61. As the Broncos pick up the win here today, it was Mount Marty who jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the ball game here today, but the Broncos come back and grab their first lead at 7-6. It was 13-11. And it's Hastings College then going on an 11-0 run to pull out on top by a score of 24-11. And the Broncos really cruised in this one. They got out to a 49-26 lead in the first half. At halftime, it was Mount Marty cutting the gap down to 16 points at one point, 62-46, with about 9 minutes to play. But Hastings goes on to win. It got a little sloppy in the second half, but Hastings wins by 17 points at 78-61. Hastings now 11-2 on the season. They are 6-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Brady Lohman leads the way today for Hastings. He scores 28 points. Brent Wells, he had 11. It was Jake Hamburger scoring 15, so Lohman had 28. Jake Hamburger had 15. Then we had Brent Wells scoring 11. Tobin Reinwald had 10 points in the ballgame today. Zach Lena had 8. 2 points for Carson Bloom. 2 points for Abu Fall. Then Brandon Krause got in the ball game and scored 2 points for Hastings College. The scores for Mount Marty today. Leading the way was Bud Smith. He ends up with 15. Chris Richardson had 11. Alex Irvine had 11 points. Tyler Payer had 10. Ben Hagee, he had 7 points. Zach Tellis had 3. And Nermeen Kazalik, he had 2 points. Hastings wins it today by a score of 78-61. At the final shooting numbers in the ball game today, Mount Marty hit 42% from the field, 22 out of 52, or 42.3%. Hastings College only hit 43%. They were 31 out of 72 for 43.1%. Mount Marty on three-pointers, they were 3 of 14, 21%. Hastings was 10 out of 24 for 41%. On free throws, Mount Marty 14 out of 20 for 70%. Hastings College was 6 out of 9 for 66%. Broncos out rebounding Mount Marty 37-34. Hastings had 9 offensive rebounds, or actually 12 offensive rebounds and 25 on defense. Mount Marty had 6 offensive rebounds and 28 on defense. Hastings had 10 turnovers in the ballgame. Mount Marty had 22. Hastings with 2 block shots and 16 steals. Mount Marty had 2 block shots and 3 steals. We had 1 lead change in the ball game today, and that's all she wrote. After Hastings grabbed the lead at 7-6, they didn't look back, and they go on to post a victory here today over Mount Marty by the score of 78-61. Stay tuned. The player of the game coming up next, then, the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
So a sweep for Hastings College here today over Mount Marty, the women winning in the first ball game. The guys posting a win in the nightcap today. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And leading the way for the Hastings College women was Cammy Breckman, as she scores 29 points in the ball game. Autumn Zenon, she came through with 16 points. She knocked down 4 3-pointers today. Also scoring in double figures, Chanel Farmer, she had 13 points as she knocks down 3 3-pointers, all candidates for our Player of the Game. And for the Hastings College men, Brady Lohman, again, another terrific performance as he scores 28 points in the game today. Jake Hamburger, he had 15 points, and Brent Wells, he had 11 points and 5 rebounds. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The game for the Hastings College women's basketball team will be Cammy Breckman. She scores a season-high 29 points in the ball game today for Hastings. She was 11 out of 23 from the field, 2 out of 5 from three-point territory, and 5 out of 7 from the free-throw line. She pulls down 6 rebounds, 3 on offense, 3 on defense. Scores the 29 points, dishes out 3 assists. Also had 3 steals in the ball game as Hastings cruises to the winner of the opener in the women's ball game today. Hastings winning 93-77. And for the Hastings College men, Brady Lohman, he was on fire. He scores 21 in the first half, ends up with 28 for the ball game. Lohman was 11 out of 18 from the field, 6 out of 10 from three-point territory. Did not get to the free throw line today. He pulls down the 4 rebounds, 2 on offense and 2 on defense. Scores the 28 points, had 4 assists, had 1 steal as he plays 29 minutes and 40 seconds today for head coach Bill Gavers as Hastings post a win in the nightcap over Mount Marty by the score of 78-61. Brady Lohman, Cammy Bruckman are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College picking up 2 wins here today. As they head into the Christmas holiday break, the Hastings College women picking up a win in the opener by the score of 93-77, and the Hastings College men winning the nightcap by a score of 78-61. As we still wait for Bill Gavers to make his way back out of the locker room here today, as this team now gets ready for the Christmas holiday break. Hastings will take just a few days off as the players will head home for a few days, and they'll be right back at it. A report back here on the 26th, when Hastings will practice on the 26th of this month, and then we'll take off. They're going to fly out of Wichita coming up this week, and the Broncos will play next weekend down in Miami, Florida, as we will meet up with the Broncos down in Miami, and we'll have the games for you next weekend here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and then on Sunday afternoon at 1 down in Miami. They'll take on St. Thomas University on Saturday night at 6, and they'll take on Florida Memorial College. That will be on Sunday afternoon at 1. We'll have both of those games here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with that Saturday night affair at 5:45 next weekend here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College women, they've got a little longer break. They're going to take off about 9 days, and they'll return to action on December the 30th when they take on nationally ranked Southwestern College out of Kansas. That'll be here at home on December the 30th, a night game, and then both teams will get back to the conference scene right after the first of the year. And right now, Hastings among the challengers on both sides of things. Hastings started the women's side of things, currently in the fourth place in the conference. Meanwhile, the Hastings College men, they started the day right just a game behind the conference leaders in Dort. Dort was at 7-0 starting the day today. Midland was at 6-1, and Hastings at 5-1, all battling for the top spot on the men's side of things in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And Hastings winning a couple of ball games here, getting great performances in both ball games. Cammie Breckman, again, our player of the game on the women's side, scoring 29 points in the ball game. Hastings women knocking down 11 three-pointers in the ball game in the first one. And the Hastings College men, they kind of coast to the victory in the second half, and they get out of here with a 17-point win at 78-61. Again, leading the way was Brady Lohman at 21 points in the first half. He finishes with 28 for the ball game as he hits on 6 three-pointers in the contest here today. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, Hastings College with the win here today as they knock off Mount Marty in the ball game. Tell you what, the coaching staff, they are busy with the players as they get ready for the Christmas holiday break. As we're going to talk with Hastings assistant coach Doug Rader on the postgame show here today. What's going on inside? You guys having a little Christmas cheer in there? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. We got they're letting them go for a couple days, yep. And then we come back right after Christmas. So we're trying to get all of that to the agenda stuff, when they have to come back and what they need to bring and what they need to pack and all that. So
what to pack? We'll bring the flip-flops and the suntan lotion and where we're heading, huh?
There's supposed to be 80 degrees down there, so we can live with that.
Don't remind me. What about the ball game here today? Hastings, I thought in the first 20 minutes maybe played as well as we have for a while.
Yeah, we played really good the first half. We came out with some good energy. We didn't sustain that the second half. Against Mount Marty, they did some different things tonight, but we still didn't respond very well the second half. We'd let them get to the paint too much. Didn't make hits. You know, at times we just kind of used our athleticism to take over instead of being fundamentally sound. So
it's kind of natural. Hastings with a big lead and really dominated the first half to come out and not have the same fire maybe in the second half. I'm sure that doesn't sit well with the coaching staff.
Yeah, huh? That's one thing we addressed at halftime is not just what the score is, but we need to get better. Losing the Dort last week, we really wanted to work on some things and, keeping them out of the paint, making hits, trying to get rebounds, and I don't know that we really addressed that and got better at that the second half. But, anytime you get a win in GPAC, we'll take it, and we'll go from there.
Brady Lohman, I'll tell you why, he just continues to amaze us. He put together 21 points in the first half. He could have finished probably with 121, but he finishes with 28 in the ball game today. Talk about him.
He's playing at a very, very high level right now. And, sometimes he's our only offense, but he's shooting the ball well. He can get his shot off just about any time he wants to right now. And the guys are realizing how good he is and getting screens and rescreens. Brett Wells is setting great screens for him, and Zach, they're trying to get him open, and then he just takes advantage of it. I don't know why defenses aren't keying on him a little bit more, but why he gets open, I don't know.
Well, we'll keep that as a secret, all right?
Yeah.
Brett Wells, I thought, had another good ball game today. He had 11 points and 5 rebounds. He was all over the place for a while.
Yeah, he provides a lot of energy. Even early, he made a couple mistakes on defense, but he came back and got two offensive rebounds early. Really got us going. Really provides a lot of energy for us, I think.
Yeah, we won today despite maybe not shooting our best. 43% from the field today, 41% from three-point territory. So we found some different ways to maybe create some offense today other than just go out there and shoot the lights out.
Yeah, I thought we did a better job running today, getting out and getting transition. We haven't always done that in the past either, so we did a good job of transitioning off of misses. We didn't do as much as well off of makes, you know, getting out and running, but I thought we transitioned well and got the ball out, pushed, and, you know, it hurt a little bit in the second half. We didn't have Carson, hurt his foot, and so we're playing with some different lineups out there too, so that's one thing that might have hurt us a little bit.
So now Hastings College, like you said, we'll board and we'll head down and see some different competition down in Florida. I think we're going to see a pretty good team next Saturday in St. Thomas, and a team that is currently 2-8 on the season on Sunday. So maybe the toughest of the two will be on Saturday.
Yeah, St. Thomas, they just played Midland and Morningside, and they both beat St. Thomas. But very, very athletic team, a big, strong team, maybe not as disciplined as some of the GPAC schools. It's going to be a great competition for us and see where we kind of stand nationally, you know, just because we don't want to just, you know, win in the GPAC, but we want to try to make a statement nationally, and we've got to keep up with Midland and Morningside and some of those schools that are playing well against, the St. Thomases and other schools down there.
It's kind of a fine line. We want to go down and have fun next weekend. You're going to take a veteran bunch down there, but you have to, like the coach said in the pregame show, it's a business trip for you guys. You're going down there to win two ball games.
Yeah, exactly. We're treating it like a business trip, and we're going down. We don't have a lot of downtime to go, to go to the beach and do all that stuff. So, when the first thing we get down there, we're going to go practice, and then, have a little time in the evening off, and then we play that next day. So, not a lot of time for recreation, but it's more of a business trip than recreation.
You guys might not have much downtime. The radio guy might be on the beach or two down there. So
we'll let you take the downtime for it.
Congratulations on the win. We'll see you next weekend in Florida.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep, Doug Rader, the assistant coach for Hastings College, as the Broncos win this one tonight really pretty easily over Mount Marty, kind of coasting in the second half. Got a little sloppy in the second half, but Hastings comes out of here with the win as the Broncos will go to the Christmas break now with a mark of 11 wins and 2 losses, 6-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So, again, the next action next weekend will be in Miami. It'll be a 6 o'clock start for the first game against St. Thomas, 5:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Sunday, 1 o'clock tip-off as Hastings takes on Florida Memorial on the air with the pregame show next Sunday at 12:45. That'll do it from Hastings College here this afternoon. From our producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.